How can we make the world a better place now? This is the show.
Well, I think, Gerhard, this all of this stuff is ending soon, and that's why they're getting so desperate.
I think so too.
You know, that's what I mean for the Australian and Canadian governments, and I'm waiting for Biden to use that next. Maybe I shouldn't even say it, give him ideas to use the, you know, the radiation weapons, the EMF waves. That's totally illegal, and it's hurting these people. I mean, they hit him with these radiation weapons in Australia and Canada. A couple of years down the way, maybe they'll get cancer. I don't know. You know, and it's difficult to prove the causality, but people should really go after them. And I think their time is very limited. I'm looking at Trudeau maybe being in another 2 weeks. The Australian government's going to be ending soon. They have elections in May. I don't see them winning under any circumstance at all, personally.
But unfortunately, the elections only put the same kind of people in there. That's right. Our problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Nostradamus told me several years ago that in the future, the governments themselves on this planet will become a lot smaller. And they'll become a lot smaller because people will know how to act. You know, you don't need like geese police, you know, regulating, policing a flock of geese that they're flying too fast and giving out speeding tickets. That doesn't work very well. But we'll know how to act. All of us have God within us, and we'll tie into that God. So we'll treat each other with love and respect. Now, it's different from other civilizations, other species visiting this planet. We will have a government then, but it'll be a smaller government to interact between humanity and these other extraterrestrial civilizations. That will be here. But as far as regulating our own day-to-day activities, really won't be necessary. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing. That's what he said, and I think he's correct on that.
Yeah. Also, was Ted jetzt angesprochen hat, ist, dass die Frage von Gerhard, wie machen wir jetzt eine schönere Welt? Wie schaffen wir das denn jetzt mal, das Ganze jetzt auch endlich hinter uns zu lassen und in das Neue einzutreten? Und was eben kommen wird, was auch Nostradamus, Ted berichtet, gesagt hat, ist, dass die Regierung, die wir haben werden, wesentlich kleiner sein werden. Denn wir selbst als Menschheit werden im Bewusstsein so angehoben sein, dass wir wissen, wie man sich eigentlich moralisch korrekt verhält, wie man miteinander umgeht, friedlich und harmonisch. Deswegen werden Regierungen oder Überwachung, Polizei und so weiter gar nicht mehr nötig sein. Es wird mehr jetzt eine Übergangsregierung, denke ich, geben. Und ja, so wird es Schritt für Schritt gehen. Dass man das nicht von heute auf morgen schafft, ist klar. Es wird Schritt für Schritt, um auch alle mitzunehmen und dass kein Schaden entsteht. Aber ja, ich denke, wir sind bereits auf dem Weg.
I think most people know how to act and they treat each other, well, with respect and truth and harmony. There's only a very small percentage that go against that. And they're going to be gone soon with the rising vibrations of the planet. We've only got about 6 more months left of third dimension before we shift into fourth dimension in August of this year. And then after that, we'll be shifting into the fifth dimension by the fall of 2024, which now has been moved up by 6 months because of all the actions of the Canadian truckers. And I'm glad the American truckers are also waking up now as well. And they have their own, their own convoy going. I think it's left Barstow, California already for Washington, D.C. But I think you're right. It would be good to go around each state capital, it's a start. And I'm glad that they're doing it. So
that's a Stichwort, der Konvoi. Bei uns haben sie in Wien den Konvoi nicht erlaubt. Der wurde nicht gemacht, der geplant war, Saskia.
Ja, das ist ja die Sache. Also man soll es ja trotzdem tun, oder? Ja, ich glaube, in den USA war der Konvoi garantiert auch nicht erlaubt. Es geht jetzt aber darum, sich trotzdem zu trauen und das zu tun.
Ja, aber kannst es gerne übersetzen. Ist spannend, ne? Ja. Also haben es dann nicht gemacht.
Ja, also da, tja, was soll man dazu sagen? Das ist klar, dass die Regierung das nicht will.
Ja, aber wie ist es dann? Es war ja eine europäische Tour geplant. Wie ist es bei euch gewesen?
Ich habe keine Ahnung. So. Weiß ich tatsächlich nichts. Bisher nichts. Okay. Gerhard just said that there was a trucker convoy also in Austria, but they didn't allow it. Of course not. So people didn't do it.
Who stopped them? How did they stop?
Yeah, why did they stop? Why didn't they do it? I don't know.
Let's just do it. You know, like in Canada, Trudeau doesn't want them and Biden doesn't want people to organize here either, but we just do it. You know, the hell with them. Don't ask for permission.
That's what we need to do.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe later this year. Maybe. I don't know what it needs here in Europe that people stand up and they really do it and they don't need a permission to do it. So and they do it because they need to do it and they want to do it.
Well, the Canadian truckers started when one person, a lady in Vancouver area, Canada, decided to stand up and get some of her friends together who were truckers. And there was so much discontent, it just spread like wildfire. It was the same thing. It just happened. You know, with Canberra, it was the same way. Actually, Gerhard, if you want, it's only a minute and a half. Let's go ahead and play that segment. It's the one I emailed you, the last email there, my friend. You'll see if we can play that, but just over a minute. I want to show you. This was taken about a week and a half ago, about the number of people. Since that time, it's grown to something like over 2 million right now in Canberra. That represents about... I think it's close to about 10%, over 10% of the country's population is there now. If you want to play that would be great. With the audio, would be good. That's a drone overlooking the number of people in Canberra. This is like.
And where is it, Ted? Where is this?
Well, that's awesome, Canberra, it's Australia. Canberra,
Australia, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a video über Australien, Canberra here with ein paar Millionen Menschen.
Yeah, it's. And that was like a week, 10 days ago. But I think it'd be fun to play that. It's got a nice song to it, too. I think you'll enjoy it. It's only below a minute. Thanks, Gerhard. Appreciate it. I'll make it speaker view.
Okay, also das haben wir eingespielt, dieses Video. Ted, auf welcher Seite kann man diese Show auch mitverfolgen? Wo kann man das sehen? Auf Facebook?
So.
Seite auf Facebook. Ted Mar OTW Radio.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Gerhard. Anyway, yeah. And then I did see there are pictures. There's a video of the UN planes landing in Ottawa. Yeah, and there was snow. There was snow all over the ground from the previous night's snowfall. But these planes didn't have a bit of ice on them. So they had just landed within the last couple of hours before that video. I think I may have sent that to Gerhard as well. We might as well run some of the other segments. They're little segments. They're only like a couple of minutes each. And
Ted?
That's it. That's it. Yeah, go ahead and play it. That's it, Saskia.
It's,
yeah.
It's not
a video.
No, this is from Queen Romana Ditolo.
And oh, okay.
He said, I previously mentioned these aircrafts without flags and UN aircrafts belong now to the Allied forces.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. The other thing, too, is that what I got, I was meditating on it earlier today with some of a friend over friends in Texas, psychics in Texas. And we have a lot of fun looking at this stuff. And she was saying that the police in Ottawa now are cloned, and you can see that because they're not wearing any insignia. They're standing there expressionless. They're part of a hive mind. They were paid for and created by Bill Gates and flown in through the United Nations. And these people now are killing people. And we can play one of these things. There's an actual video of horses trampling this elderly lady that just went right through the crowd. There were several more people dying.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. But Trudeau doesn't care. It's like, whatever you have to do, I don't care how many people you have to kill, do it. So we can go ahead and, Gerhard, if you like, let's see here. There's four of them I sent earlier by SendGB.
Yes,
we can do the first one and play that now.
Do you want this Canada police murder of elderly woman?
That'd be good. Let's start with that one. Yeah, that's just, and you can see her on the video too. And the police say that she was belligerent and challenging them. She wasn't at all. You'll see this from how much they're lying about it too. You'll see here.
Yeah, it looked like she just was run down.
Yeah, she was run down by the horses and the clones that killed her. So anyway, we can go ahead and that'd be great. Thank you, Gerhard, for playing that. Appreciate it.
Sorry, the computer is slow today.
That's all right, my friend. It's not a big file. It's only about 4 minutes or 3 minutes, something like that. So, I thank God for Telegram. Uh-huh. There's BitChute, of course, and Rumble, but Telegram, there's a lot of stuff coming on Telegram.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm following this queen, Romana.
Yeah.
And I have a really, really good feeling about her.
Okay.
And she's just be careful and be mindful of crisis actors throwing themselves in front of police, horses, and cars. It's an old trick used by politicians and NWO paid controlled oppositions to gain sympathy from the public.
I see. Okay.
I was wondering, is this real? We can't tell what's real anymore. Is this real or was this
a crisis
actor?
What they tried was they are trying to do military operations in Ottawa and to do the arrests, but with all these people around, they can't do anything. And people were asked before, and truckers were asked before to leave Ottawa now because they have reached what they wanted. Since the 3rd of February, Canada is free. And there was no way that they wouldn't leave these actors, and this was the way they acted.
Okay, interesting. Some are saying now, I just got a text that the woman did survive, but I don't know. It's,
this woman is an actor. She's okay. Yes. Really? She's a paid actor by Trudeau. They are using the truckers, so they can't be arrested. Well, you have to be really careful with all this information going around. It's why
so
I'm calling.
The person getting trampled was a paid actor, Sasha?
Was a paid actor. They are using also children and women.
Why would they want to show the government running people down now? I don't get it. I would have thought they'd shown them not doing that.
Right, exactly. Right, right.
Because they don't want people to leave. They want them, the crowd, to stay there so that the military can act the way they need to act and to clean the grounds there.
I see.
And they asked the truckers to leave because for 18 hours they were ringing their horns and it was loud and it was really, really, really awful. And those were also paid truckers. They used this whole freedom movement for their own whatever they wanted to do.
I think it's going to backfire on them, though, because
I have a lot of videos here from the Queen. They are walking down the streets, and truckers have left now. Military now can do what they need to do. And here's a crisis actor doing his stunt. Look at that.
The guy with the flag?
Woman.
I see. Crazy. Yeah, he just fell down in front of the truck.
Okay, now that I get. He's trying to make the trucker look bad. Maybe look the person bad. With the horse just didn't get the memo about who she was supposed to fall in front of. It's terrible. I shouldn't laugh. But I mean, we know this is happening. We see it on our southern border all the time.
Right.
Where there's a famous picture of this woman with like four children, and she's running, and it shows the same picture, and it shows the same picture at multiple border crossings, same children, same mother. It's just crisis actors.
Right, crisis actors. That's right. That's right. I think Biden is a crisis actor myself.
If we actually voted for that demented old guy, if that's really Biden, I'll eat my hat. I really will.
I'd like for us to take a minute, and I'm going to ask everyone right now to put their hand over their heart and ask for the Galactics and the Pleiadians to help the freedom, the truckers and the freedom fighters in Australia, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere around the world where there's conflict right now, because we do need help. We're getting hit by radiation weapons in Australia, in Canberra, in Ottawa. People are getting fried. The government's trying to kill them. We need help. This is beyond our capability. You know, the truckers are peaceful, but what do you do when the government is trying to kill you? You know, the forces behind Biden are just as ruthless as the ones behind Trudeau and the ones in Australia. So we do need help. And I'd like to ask their help to neutralize these weapons and give us the power and decrease the energy of the evil ones, especially Trudeau and Biden and the rest of them. I think in Australia as well, New Zealand, and the rest of the places in the world too. So I'm asking them to give us help. This is a free will plan, okay? This is getting to the point where we do need help, okay? We do need help.
Ottawa is peaceful. There's no mayhem. I don't know if it's right. It's only on your TV. You're watching a show.
Right. It's.
I declared queen. I declared martial law February 5th, 2022. I lifted all COVID-19 restrictions February 3rd, 2022. Trudeau and his cronies are long gone. Parliament is empty. All politicians and corporations, governments exist only on TV. Right. We are watching a show. Ottawa, Canada is already free. People just need to know that they are free. There are no more restrictions. Right. This queen is in a total, she has all military backup. She's in the position now to lead and to do this. And she has really military staff behind her. Dr. Merritt, if you like, I can send you information about her and also the people.
I follow her on Telegram.
Great.
I started.
But are you on the right? Is this, you have to watch. She has many, many channels that are not true.
Okay.
Yeah, so that you don't use a fake channel.
Interesting.
So it's, you know, I never would have believed any of this 10 years ago, but I can tell you, looking at Washington, D.C., it's empty. You know, people that are there and they walk around, I used to live there. It was like bustling. You couldn't have a day, even a Sunday. People are coming in and going out of that Capitol building. There's a fence around it now.
Right, exactly.
So, right. If people think this is crazy talk, it's not. There's something very crazy going on, but it's not us. I have to say, we need clarification, but the media has made us live in this matrix, and now it's time to break out of it.
Right, exactly.
Yes, there are no politicians.
Right.
Q told about us weeks, months ago that there aren't any governments anymore. They are not. It's only what we see on TV. There are holograms, but there are actually no more governments.
Right.
You see the pictures of these people. Yeah. You know, you see pictures of these people and it's changed. Yeah. I mean, Trudeau, the pictures of him, there's different pictures over time. He can't be the same person.
Yes. A couple of years ago, Trudeau flew down to Florida and then went over to an island close to either Epstein's Island or close by. And when he flew back, when he went back to see his wife outside of Ottawa, you heard this story?
I heard this.
You're not my husband. Who in the hell are you?
Right.
And then she started complaining, and I think she wanted a divorce, and they threatened her to keep her quiet. So she hasn't been heard from since. But guess who donated a lot of money to the freedom truckers in Canada? Sophie Trudeau, Trudeau's wife, did.
Oh my gosh.
So she did. So is she being investigated now by the RCMP? Has her bank account been frozen? But she did contribute a lot of money to the truckers, so she's sick of it too. And I don't know.
Well, and then there's Elon Musk contributed a bunch, like $40,000 to the Elon Musk. Now, that's so who in all this is Elon Musk? Is he
a vampire? He is an old vampire, a real vampire, many thousands of years here on Earth.
Because his grandfather was the Canadian head of the technocracy movement.
He is not a good guy.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is not a good guy.
Yeah. So I that's interesting. So he's in the lineage of Queen Elizabeth.
There. Okay.
I mean, she's a descendant of Vlad Dracul. Also, if you look at the royal line,
she's a reptile. She's a reptile.
Reptile. Yeah.
But she has now COVID. That means she is gone.
Right. That's how they get rid of him.
That's the secret code. Yeah.
But she's long gone. But now they're in on our media. They're telling that she has COVID. That means they're coming out with this information that she will be.
Well, it's easy for them to make a body double or a clone. There was a video I saw 2 days ago of Hillary Clinton walking into this hotel in New York City, and they were all protesting against her. But that Hillary Clinton was a good 6 inches or almost a foot shorter than she normally was.
I know.
She had the mask over this part of her face so you couldn't see anything. I mean, it's just all fun and games. You know, basically, it's all
a show. We are watching a show.
Right, we're watching this stuff.
But now, somebody is keeping people from getting medical care. So if it's all been taken down, why do we not have, is it just that the word has not gotten to the lower level government agencies? Why are the medical boards being active? Why is that machinery still functioning?
Right. How are things going, by the way, my friend, if you want to talk about it on air, or we can talk later.
Oh, sure. No, I think, in fact, I'm starting a... the Red Pilled Medical Society, and your price of admission is you need a letter of condemnation or something, a letter of concern from a medical board, and then you submit it with, they all ask you these questions, and you submit it with a referenced answer to one of the questions. That's what your price of admission is. And it's a place where doctors who are being persecuted by their medical boards can get together privately. That's what we're going to do. Getting this started. But what's happened is, again, I hope that the truckers, it's kind of sad thing that it's completely over now, because I think they really did have an effect even at our local government. Like I say, that they realize the power of the people suddenly. And when everybody shows up, it makes a difference. It doesn't make a difference to go to your congressman and your, but
you throw petitions in the trash bin.
Yeah. So the problem is this is now what I've learned is, and this is probably true in other countries, but in America, we used to have no licensing for physicians. And then, you have to license them to make sure you don't have quacks. So then we have licenses, okay? And then we shut down the alternative medical school. So it's all the same. You learn all the same stuff. We don't learn nutrition. We don't learn preventive medicine. It's all the same stuff. We have licenses. And then to control those licenses, we had state medical boards. But they used to be a group of doctors in the state appointed by the governor. And it was an okay system for a lot of years. But then it became a political football. Now it's not. It may be appointed by the governor, but she doesn't have any control over it anymore. He or she doesn't have any control over it. Right. It's completely outside the law. The state medical boards are independent actors. They are now under the federal. There's the FSMB, the federal something of medical boards, federal society or federal something of system of medical boards, and they want everybody to have uniform, regulations and licensing, and that's just a matter of controlling all the doctors under one small umbrella in Washington, D.C., and that's where we are. And so now, when we get these letters, they were sent out by a criminal investigator, not a doctor. We don't even know if the medical board doctors looked at them. And they're accusing us of medical disinformation and of prescribing drugs off label. Now, that's in America, 21% of the drugs prescribed in hospitals are off label. So they're going to have a hard time taking anybody down over that. That's insane.
Right.
And the other one is... I'm a spine surgeon since 1986. I was with Dr. Wiltsy when they first came up. They first developed the first pedicle screws. And from 1986 until 2016, and currently they still do it, we've used pedicle screws, and it was off label until 2016. So for 30 years, it was off label, and it was used by every spine surgeon in America. But now they're coming after us for this. They're saying
off label means what? That
the FDA did not approve it for this. But you see, when the FDA approves a drug, and then somebody discovers, hey, that antibiotic is great for high blood pressure. Right. Nobody goes back and gets it reapproved for the high blood pressure. They just start using it. And that's with the same thing with ivermectin. It's the same thing with lots of different things that we have done that. And that's why I say 21% of the drugs in the hospital, some of the major drugs that anesthesia uses, one of my friends is a radiologist. He says that, the drug that we use to prevent you from having allergies to the dye, the contrast material that they use for radiologic procedures, that's off label. I mean, all these things are off label. But the disinformation is the part that we went to the state house and talked about, because unfortunately, the disinformation definition comes from people who are bought and paid for by the big pharmaceutical companies. And that's how we get this uniformity of thought. Don't ever think anything different. You're right. You're a criminal if you don't think exactly what the universities think. Well, right. The other side of that is that the half-life of truth in medicine is 20 years. 50% of what we think is true today in the medical journals, when you look at it and you go back 20 years, you'll find out half of that now we don't believe. That's about so the idea that you have to think what you can't go outside of what the medical journals are saying or what your professors are saying is completely false also. But they're just using it to terrorize people so that doctors don't speak out and care for people right. outside of their system.
Right.
But we're doing it anyway. I mean, that's going to not stop us.
I'll let Saskia translate. So.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were.
And what do I translate? I just realized that I haven't translated for half an hour now.
I just realized that too. I thought we'd moved on to another phase. I was just hanging around to listen to you guys talk about the truckers. So.
Well, I love having you on the show, Dr. Lawrence. So we can talk about the truckers and a lot of other things, you know.
Are we going to talk about the truckers again, or should I just translate what we already
I have to go anyway in about 10 minutes, so I'll look.
Okay. Let me share this with you, and we can translate this, Saskia McKenzie. Yeah. There was a videotape. I have it. I watched it yesterday, where the FDA commissioner is saying in the U.S., Saskia and Gerhard, they're saying that the companies like Pfizer pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to hire certain people to approve their drugs. Mm-hmm. And what Pfizer and the rest of them want to do is force us to do vaccines every year. It'll be a cash cow forever for them, even though it's not necessary. It doesn't work. It causes people a lot of harm.
Killing people.
I'm sorry?
And killing people.
And killing people too. Yeah. He was on a hot mic. He didn't know it was on.
The guy had himself. That's how he became so honest.
With the video and the audio on. And you've got him, the head of FDA, telling all this crap. And you're thinking, oh my God, that's smoking gun evidence. You know, there's no issue. That's the guy. And he's saying, we openly accept bribes from the pharmaceutical companies to approve their drugs. It's a big
and that's challenge. What they officially, we knew that officially because that's the way it works. They, right. The pharmaceutical companies pay them to right. be regulated. They right. pay right. for their own regulation. Right. They give them the studies that they do. The FDA doesn't do any studies independent. The pharmaceutical companies does the studies on their own drugs, submits it to the FDA with a big check to pay for the regulation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an insane system that would be considered yeah. kickbacks in any other world.
Ja, right.
Ja, also was Ted gerade angesprochen hat, ist FDA, das ist sowas wie das RKI hier in Deutschland, da wurde einer gefilmt vom FDA, der das aber gar nicht wusste und der hat ganz klar gesagt, dass sie zum Beispiel von Pfizer eine bestimmte Menge an Geld bekommen haben und Pfizer dafür die Genehmigung für ihre Impfung erhalten haben, damit sie die an die Menschen weitergeben kann. Also es wurden nie irgendwelche Tests gemacht, es wurde nicht kontrolliert, so wie der Schritt eigentlich ist. Ein Medikament, neues Medikament wird zwar eingeführt werden, wird es getestet im bestimmten Zeitraum und dann erst kommt die Zulassung über die FDA oder auch RKI läuft es eben so, wer genügend Geld bezahlt, der kriegt das auch so durch und seine Zulassung dafür. Und das ist unter anderem eben bei Pfizer so gelaufen. Und ich glaube, ich habe das auch gehört, diese Aufnahme, ich weiß aber nicht mehr wo. kann man bestimmt irgendwo nochmal finden. Where can I find this information? On Telegram somewhere or Ted?
Oh, about the FDA?
Yeah.
I'll send you the link. I have it. I actually downloaded it.
Perfect.
I could find it in a few minutes. I could look for it now.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the hot mic. I just knew this from That's the Way It Worked, but I didn't hear that particular. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let me see what we can do in the meantime, since these segments are really short. Gerhard, if you wanted to play one of the segments I sent you, that would be kind of fun.
Okay. I'm sorry. I cannot play it. I would have to restart the computer, I guess.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to put the videos on a thumb drive and send it to you in the mail? And then I'm just kidding. We'll get it. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
And ich möchte dich bitten, dass wir auch heute pünktlich um 11 aufhören können. Ist es okay?
Yeah. You just asked if we can finish at 11 today.
Yes.
11 p.m.
Okay, 11 p.m. or 11 a.m.?
p.m.
He wants you here all night.
sure. We'll be punctual. We'll be punctual like the Swiss train system today.
I have my nurse yelling at me, so I better go. But thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, Lee.
Nice seeing you all again.
Great to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming on with an hour's notice. And great to have you. So
see
you.
Thank you. Guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Much love. Bye-bye, Dr. Merritt.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Well, we've got exactly 23 minutes and 12 seconds left. And so we've got lots to talk about. I want to know. it reminds me, I mean, we've got all these videos I sent, but basically the videos show that they're using these high radiation weapons and the EMF waves against these protesters. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is that they've got, like, I saw one police car, it had like a screen on it, Gerhard and Saskia. It was about maybe, I'm not sure in meters, but maybe a third of a meter.
Okay. I have it here somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. You've got it there. Yeah. It's, if you want to get it out, but it's like a computer screen, and they use that to beam it at people, and they're trying to give them radiation burns and kill them. And people are noticing that. I mean,
is this really happening? Is this true?
I've seen in interviews that some of the videos I sent you had videos of people who were radiation burned from that.
But is this really happening now?
It's happening now.
It doesn't seem like this is real. It's like with the horses and all this stuff. Because when I see the videos in all Ottawa, it's all quiet and peaceful.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've got from the videos I sent, but it's okay. It's all right.
I have seen it too. I'm trying to find it.
Well, anyway, it's the truth will come out, you know, regarding what's happening.
Yeah.
And then the police in Ottawa, they have these uniforms, but there's no insignia. They're part of a hive mind. I've been told they're clones created by Bill Gates and controlled by Bill Gates and paid for by Bill Gates. And so they marched in unison across the protesters in Ottawa, and they were starting to hit the people in their heads. I mean, very vicious, and they have no emotions. These aren't humans. These are clones being used by Trudeau. He's getting desperate. I don't think it's going to work. You know, this kind of violence is not going to work. So I do see it ending here within about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That Trudeau will be gone within about 2 weeks. That's what I'm getting. So
he's
already gone. Bitte?
Übersetzt doch kurz, ich möchte euch dann einen Artikel zeigen, was ich heute da bekommen habe.
Okay, also Ted spricht an, dass eben in Ottawa Polizei unterwegs ist, die keine Markierung hat und die angeblich auf Menschen losgeht und auf Menschen einschlägt. Ich distanziere mich von solchen Informationen, weil ich dem keinen Glauben schenken kann. Ich glaube, da stimmt was nicht, weil das nicht, ich fühle da was anderes. Das ist aber das, was Ted gesehen hat. Und es passt aber für mich nicht mit der Information, die ich habe, was da in Ottawa stattfindet. Jetzt sag mal du, was du hier hast.
Also ich habe heute in einer österreichischen Zeitschrift, Tageszeitung, das ist der Standard, einen interessanten Artikel gelesen, die erste globale Studie gibt es jetzt, wo gezeigt wird, dass die Flüsse weltweit sehr toxisch belastet sind. Also es sind hohe Konzentrationen in allen Flüssen mit Antibiotika, Pharmazeutika, alles Mögliche. Und da wurden über 1052 Standorte, lese ich da, eben geprüft. Und ich wollte das noch in dem Kontext bringen, ist unglaublich, also Östrogene und alles das, also diese ganzen Medikamente und Hormone, was da alles drin schon im Wasserkreislauf ist. Also der Mensch ist ja untrennbar verbunden mit dem Wasser und mit dem ganzen Wasserzyklus. Also klar. Und jetzt stell dir vor, was jetzt noch alles zusätzlich durch die Impfungen ausgeschieden wird von den Menschen, die in den Kreislauf kommt. Das ist ja auch bedenklich. Also die Reinigung der Umwelt und unserer Flüsse, des Wassers, ist ein ganz wichtiger Punkt gerade.
Okay.